Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast with Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today with two lovely co-hosts. We have none other than Rachel Colasino.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Rachel. And our executive producer, Alan Broyhill.
Hey, guys. How's it going? I think this is the first time you've ever called me lovely.
I know. That was a good one. Yeah, you both are lovely, and this is great to all be on mic together.
Yes.
Yeah.
A great way to start the new year.
The new year.
Oh, yeah. This is the first episode on the... Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, listeners. We're grateful for your listenership.
Listenership. Yeah, sure.
Is that accurate?
That works.
Yes.
Cool. Well, I'm going to go ahead and introduce what we're going to be talking about today. And this actually is going back in the archive.
The archives.
Yeah, the second one.
Yeah, the second episode ever of the Inspired Intentions podcast. We are revisiting this concept called the Triangle of Change. Now, this is a model that we, over the years of operating our wellness retreat, have created as a result of understanding the three steps that allow people to make sustainable change.
And I think the neat thing too is when we were trying to name this podcast more than 100 episodes ago, we took Inspired Intentions, which is the name of the class that we teach here at Skyterra, and a big piece of that class teaches the Triangle of Change. So this is foundational to the class here and, of course, to everything that we talk about on the podcast. It's just really important.
Yeah, it's kind of our namesake.
It is. And it's the first class of the week at Skyterra.
Yeah.
We dive in right away so that as our guests explore the other classes, whether it's, you know, getting their bodies moving or some of the talks, they're able to have a model that allows them to kind of decipher the information so that they can figure out the steps to plug and play into this triangle.
Yeah. And I know everybody finds it super valuable. It's a class that Jeff teaches most of the time. It gets super in depth. You get a lot of questions. People do a lot of introspective looking. It's neat.
And I think too, one of the ways that we know that it's impactful for guests is we have a guest. Her name is Nancy, and we know she's a super fan of this podcast.
What up, Nancy?
Thank you so much, Nancy. Yeah. So we want to give Nancy a special shout out. She did something really special for our team of podcasters. And she made each of us a word cloud, which is, I think, the words that we have said on the podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was really neat. She put them into images for us. Like mine was a cup of coffee. Everyone knows I love my coffee.
Yep.
Alan's was a tree.
Go figure.
Yep.
So fitting.
But Jeff's, so cool, was a triangle.
Yeah. Yeah. And it kind of had some of the pieces within that triangle of what we're going to dive deeper into today.
Yes.
That's cool. Yeah, thanks, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
We probably have a lot of Nancy listeners, but you know who you are.
Yes, you do. Yes. Want to get into it, Jeff?
Yeah, let's dive in.
Yeah, so this episode is the first in a series of three. It's the first side of the triangle, right side?
It's the top.
That's the tip.
The tip of the triangle.
Got it. So we've got the image, and today we're going to talk about creating awareness. The other two pieces of the triangle, which will be the following episodes in this series, is cultivating clarity and building confidence. But again, today we're going to focus on creating awareness and why that's so important.
Step one.
And to be clear, our kind of working title for this series in general is change is a process.
Hmm.
It's not an event.
Hmm.
And so what we want to do is guide you through this process over three episodes to make sure that whatever change you're after in 2022, you can use this model to your advantage to make sure that your changes are sustainable and you do create the new habits that you know will make a difference in your life.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about before how, you know, a lot of people are looking to make changes at the start of the new year. And this is, just like Jeff says, this is a process, not an event. So this is something that you'll be able to work on for the entire year.
Yeah, and you can always go back to this model. So I think we should dive into awareness and why it's important.
Yes. Yeah. You want to start there, Jeff? So why is awareness important in order to make change?
Well, the problem is life moves super quickly. I don't know if you two experience this.
Oh, yeah.
Our guests who walk through our doors, you can tell they've just been moving on all cylinders. And when life moves quickly and we fail to slow down, we run into trouble and we lose awareness.
Mm. And so do you have any specific examples of guests that you've seen who've walked through the doors who have that going on and maybe they have some kind of realization?
Yeah, twofold. I would say, number one, the folks out there who are just working, and work is the main life account that mm-hmm. takes over everything else, where it's that 12-hour day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A second type of guest that walks through our doors is the one who is maybe taking care of an older parent, taking care of their kids, and all of the needs of people around them tend to speed up their world, where they fail to sort of be aware of what they need. And so that's two quick examples of how anybody could lose awareness, where, you know, maybe the family life is really, really busy or the work life is super busy.
And what do you mean by this word awareness?
So specifically, we're speaking to self-awareness today.
Right.
When you think of change, you cannot create change unless you become self-aware of how you are living. And you would think this is easier said than done, but we all have someone in our life who you can tell that they're just maybe not fully aware of how the behaviors and routines that they're exhibiting in their world are maybe impacting their own health.
Okay.
Or how the things that they are saying yes to are getting in the way of how you know they actually want to live. And so I think it's always so much easier to give other people advice than yourself.
Yeah.
Sure.
Where we can see the pain points of others and see what's getting in their way. And yet when it comes to our own self, it can be difficult to have that same level of awareness.
Gotcha. And is this where you're talking about taking inventory?
Yeah, it's one of those steps that we fail to take. This is the problem. We fail to take inventory and we don't have a natural pause in life as much as we might think.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes back to the phrase that y'all have heard me say a million times. It's not something that I invented from a quote perspective, but every single time you say yes to something, you are always saying no to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to take inventory and pause in life regarding the things we're saying yes to and the things we're saying no to make sure we're living in the way we want.
Hmm. What does slowing down and taking inventory look like? Is that like a daily thing that people should be doing?
I think it can be daily, and it can also be timed like every 3 months. When you think of change and changes you might be going after in your life, you want to set it in tangible increments so that you have a way of evaluating, and you also can kind of gear your energy towards that 12-week period of time. So having full awareness of what your 3 months are going to look like is super important, and then also having full awareness of the last 3 months so you can evaluate what actually needs to be switched up and then kind of redirect the ship via the information you gather from that inventory on both sides, 3 months prior and then 3 months in the future.
Gotcha.
And is that what you would describe as self-awareness?
Yeah. And that's like a tangible, hey, let's pause and look at both spectrums, past and future, so that we can actually live in the moment. This is the difficulty with life, is it can be hard to live in the moment. And if we want to make sure that our future looks different, then we have to take inventory in the moment, the smallest moments in our day, and also on a higher level, like we're asking listeners to do today, so that they can move in the direction they want to go.
So when we're becoming self-aware or stopping and pausing and taking that inventory, like you suggest, Jeff, are we, how do you really get in touch with who you are and how do you really know who you are? Are you looking at your strengths, your weaknesses, what is that?
Well, I think strengths and weaknesses is the surface of kind of an awareness reflection, I think.
Okay.
Alan, is it fair to say you know your strengths and weaknesses?
I'd like to say yes, right? I think everybody would, right?
I would say the folks in this room are super self-aware. And strengths and weaknesses are the starting point.
Yeah.
Because if we're going to create change, we want to know our strengths so we can apply those to the changes that we're going to make.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have to know how we're wired, because having a weakness isn't a bad thing. And having a different personality or having different values, it's not a problem. It's just, if you don't understand what those values are and what those weaknesses are, or even take it one step further, what triggers your emotions and your behaviors, then you're going to run into trouble. So that's kind of where we want to take the reflection, is around all of those things: strengths, weaknesses, what emotionally triggers us, our behaviors as well. And then even, are we connected to those core values?
Do either of you have an example from working with guests of maybe some kind of self? I mean, our guests who come to SkyTerra have all kinds of realizations because they're finally taking time to slow down. Is there anything that you guys have examples for what you've seen guests kind of get to know themselves during their time here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say one of the biggest realizations that I see with guests, and this might be very broad, but just they hit and have like an epiphany of like, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
That one's huge.
Yeah.
They go through all these processes of telling themselves for so long that they can't.
Yeah.
And it's just like a moment.
And maybe to speak into that, guests become more aware of their self-talk.
Yeah.
They become more aware of the story that they're creating in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to pause and understand. If we don't have understanding of what we're saying to ourselves, then we run into trouble in actually being able to build change, because what really is at the end of this triangle is belief that you can keep living in the way that you're creating.
Absolutely.
And what's the best way to actually create that self-awareness?
Yeah. So in the Inspired Intentions class, we start off with using a tool called a life account reflection. And this is where, if you go back to the very first episode of Inspired Intentions, we were newbies.
That's why
we're slowing this episode down a bit.
I know,
because
so long ago.
Yeah, we've learned a lot. We've had a lot of self-reflection.
Self-awareness.
And gained some awareness for maybe our first episodes.
Yeah.
But a life account reflection is looking at the five components of your world. And this is the solution. You can do this on a daily basis, and we are asking you to think about doing this on a quarterly basis. And what a life account reflection is, it's a non-judgmental understanding that gives you immediate feedback. It's almost a non-judgmental reflection on those components of your life that allows you to get tangible, immediate feedback so you can actually do something with that self-awareness that you gain.
Is that available as a handout on SkyTerra at home?
It is. And when we get into like action steps after your time with us today, you can actually use this template and use some of the components of the reflection that we're describing to see where you're at, see where you've been in the last 3 months, so that you can then take step two, which we'll talk about in the next episode.
Great. What does that reflection look like, Jeff? And again, I think whenever we give our listeners experiences of our guests, I think a lot of people can relate. Do you have any examples of, okay, I'm going through this life account reflection in the class and somebody has an epiphany?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think every week. And it's kind of fun where you see the folks who are just sitting there and processing it. Because it's deep when you take a second and like evaluate your professional life, when you evaluate how much fun you're having, your faith, your fitness. And then the last of the five Fs is the relationships piece.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so I think you see a moment in the eyes of many guests of like, wow, this is the thing that I am doing way too much of, or this is the thing that I've completely neglected and even numbed out.
It simplifies it so much. It makes it so clear.
Yeah, it just gives you that direct kind of input. As far as specific stories,
I actually have an example. So we did have a listener write into our Inspired Intentions podcast at skyterrawellness.com. And it was a guest who had taken the Inspired Intentions class, had really had a big reaction to going through the five F's and looking at her life account. And she decided to find a job that would allow her to build wellness into her life every single day.
Oh, wow.
She had retired. She had worked with her husband, but she really wanted a little bit more structure. She wanted to be able to breathe during the day, and she wanted a place that would understand the importance of wellness. And she took what she got from this class and, you know, made that a really important goal for her when she got home, and she found a place that would allow her to do that.
That's super cool.
That's amazing. We're not saying everybody has to go change their job.
No,
no.
But it just gives you a really, like we've been saying, an accurate picture of this is where I've been spending too much time and this is where I'd like to spend more time.
100%. But you could go change your job.
You can. Yeah.
Just not you, Alan. You're employee of the year.
I'm not going anywhere.
In thinking about changing your job, I think sometimes when we do look at life accounts, it could be one of those dramatic changes, but sometimes it's just our thoughts around the life accounts. So you can look it on it in a few different wavelengths. And I think that's what I have the most fun with is seeing people interpret the evaluation slightly differently, especially when they're being like non-judgmental on themselves.
Mm. Right.
So when you kind of get on the other side or when you've started to go through the process, what does life look like when you have more awareness?
Well, the biggest thing is you gain a deep understanding and connection to how you actually want to live. And this is super important because when you're disconnected from the things that allow you to thrive each day or the components of your world that you want to be higher, like juggling the ball a bit higher in, it almost gives you a sense of a relief of like, wow, okay, well, this is the ball that I want to, you know, throw up in the air more than it's been up in the air.
I like that image, Jeff.
Yeah, that's good imagery.
I'm gonna give you a little bit of imagery.
Yeah.
I'd also say when someone creates more like self-awareness, what they do is they start to look at failure as helpful information. And that's important to point out with this first step of change is don't overthink it. Make sure you go with like your gut instinct of like how you feel about each of these components of your world. And don't look at the reflection as like a negative. That's where I do see us falling into a trap sometimes when we try to each be aware is right. We can only see what we're doing poorly versus what is actually going well in our lives. And yes, we need to see both spectrums. But yeah, when you have more self-awareness, you kind of change your definition around failure.
Yeah, for sure.
So when you're thinking about failure, do you mean that, so I've decided I'm going to create awareness and, you know, I put some behaviors into practice. I've gone through the other two steps, which we're going to talk about in future episodes, and something happens. I fall backwards. That, instead of letting that blow me up, I take that information and use it as helpful on how I'm going to change things differently for the future.
Yeah, exactly, Rachel. I think it just gives people a better grasp of what success looks like and how they can actually move forward. That's why self-awareness is critical. If you don't have a heightened level of knowledge or perception of like the situation you're in, then it's impossible to move forward. So by collecting this information, it gives you that grasp of where you presently are in like a conscious state of like, okay, I've got this information now. So what do I do with it? This, I think, is the easy part. It's why we have two more episodes. Execution is the hard part.
Right.
Self-reflection, yes, it's difficult to be honest with yourself. And yet, it's so important to get it right so you can effectively design where you want to go and what the actual steps are that are going to allow you to get there.
Let's talk about those steps. Everybody knows we love to give actionable items for our listeners. So, Jeff, for this first step in the triangle of change, what do you want our listeners to do?
Yeah. So we've kind of stayed high level on what the life accounts are. What we have online, SkyTerra at Home, is a handout. for you to do self-reflection. And you can find that when you click free resources.
Under the read category.
Yep.
It's in the top left-hand side.
I think it's right.
Is it the right-hand side? It's under the informational handouts, right?
Yes. Yep.
It's going to have a link and you get a PDF doc.
Yeah.
And then you can print that off and basically just go through it just like what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I'd like to give y'all quick definitions of the life accounts.
Oh, yeah.
Just so we're all on the same page that everyone's going to have a different definition, but I'd like to give our listeners our kind of definition of each of these, and I'd love for y'all's perspective to pull into each account as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that'll give you a starting point of like what you're trying to assess, and at the same time know that everyone's going to assess these components slightly differently. So anyways, there's a handout online.
Mm-hmm.
It has a template that has the five life accounts. One of the life accounts is
Family. Yes.
What does family include, do you think, people? My co-hosts? What does it include?
I think it's, when I think of family, I think of two different things. I think mm-hmm. of my family, my blood family I was born with,
yep.
and then also the people that are family to me.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. friends that have, make that big role in your life. They mm-hmm. fulfill
yeah.
that huge gap.
Yeah. Yeah. 100. Anything to add, Rachel, to family, friends?
Think of you guys as family.
Oh, nice shout out. Yeah, so Alan's exactly right. When you reflect in this life account, it's your relationships. It's we all have someone in our life who's not blood that we consider family. And just know when you do this reflection that you're looking at all of your relationships and seeing like where you're at within those.
Mm-hmm.
Second on the list that you're going to see in the handout is fitness. Yeah.
Ooh.
This also means wellness. How do you look at fitness, Rachel?
I look at fitness as just moving my body, staying active, but also making sure that I'm taking care of my body. So
mm-hmm.
eating foods that are going to fuel me well, drinking enough water,
yeah,
getting some sunlight.
Yeah, that was going to be mine. Getting outside. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would add to this compartment of your world, listeners, emotional fitness and mental fitness. You know, we're a guide for wellness. And when you reflect on this life account, just make sure you're not defining it as just the physical.
Mm-hmm.
Look at like, do you feel like you're managing stress well? Are you taking time for self-care? And weave that into your specific number that you choose in this life account.
Nice.
Third on the list that you will see, listeners, is fun.
Fun.
Enjoyment.
Oh, yeah. Doing things that you feel fill you up.
Yeah. Fill up your cup.
Yes.
Totally. Any other way you'd describe fun, Rachel, besides being with us in the podcast room?
So fun.
Coming down here. Yeah.
I just think anything that brings you joy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll point out that all these life accounts are overlapping. When you improve your mental and emotional and physical fitness,
mm-hmm.
life is more fun.
Hmm.
When you have stronger relationships, life is more fun.
Like
so
that.
Don't discount that all of these impact one another as you're reflecting. Fun, though, is something you need to ask yourself. Are you planning it regularly in your life?
Okay.
Like, do you have a plan for fun? And that can maybe help you of where you put your number at.
Yeah.
We got two more accounts, just so listeners are given a working definition. The fourth one is financial.
Yes.
What's this one mean, Alan?
Money.
Lots of money.
Money. No.
Do you have lots of money?
Are you planning for your future? Are you happy in your job,
yeah.
work life as well? Yeah.
Yeah. Anything to add, Rachel?
Planning for your future, like Alan said, making sure you're saving where you can.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. like financial health, of course, and definitely more professional is the word here.
Yeah.
So keep in mind that our jobs don't have to just be something we do for money. And
right.
this is, are you happy with where you're spending kind of that work life?
Hmm.
And then our last one on the list can mean a lot of different things for folks. That will be the faith reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone have a quick definition of faith?
Spiritual
yeah.
is a big portion. I think that's where everybody's head initially goes, but there's more to it than that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's probably, you know, however it is that you connect to something higher, however, whatever that means for you.
Right.
You know, for some people it's religion, for some people it's going outside and spending time in nature, and or combination of all of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the connect to higher, because that can be like really summing up the life account, where it's like, are you connected? Hmm. And when I describe faith these days and help guests kind of take a look at it, is do you feel like you're living in your element? I think y'all remember a talk we gave to our team, and I think that's what faith is. Faith is when you're living in a way that's not only larger than yourself, but you're living in a way where you're doing things you're naturally gifted at and doing things you're naturally passionate about. And so that's what I would encourage listeners to ask is, are you living in your element? And that can hopefully get you a little closer to spirituality piece and that connected to a higher purpose piece.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for the definitions, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's what you're going to do now that you have some definitions.
Right.
You've got your template printed out, hopefully. Maybe you printed it out mid-episode. What I'd like you to do is use the 1 to 5. So let's give you the range here. A 1 is, I don't feel like I'm fulfilling my intentions in this life account. I want to do better. That's what a 1 is. A 5 is, I'm fulfilling most of my intentions. And even if I'm not fulfilling those intentions, I know the steps that I can take to fulfill them. And so it's not bad or good. It's where do you feel like you're at in fulfilling your intentions in this life account?
Gotcha.
And I think that will help listeners keep the judgment low when they look at those last 3 months. And another thing I'd encourage listeners to do, we don't always have time to do it in the initial talk that happens on Monday, but after you give yourself a number for each of the life accounts, just ask yourself, what's the one thing you can do that would lead to that account being rated a little higher on the scale?
Hmm. Okay.
Anything else you want listeners to do or to remember, Jeff?
Well, what I'd like listeners to remember is that they deserve to have a deep understanding of how they have been living so that they can course correct and start living the way they want.
And this is just the tip of the triangle, guys.
Tip of the triangle.
Yes. So just a reminder, we have 2 more episodes on the triangle of change. Number 2 is going to be cultivating clarity. And then the 3rd one is building confidence. And the Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of Skytera Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our on-air executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening and Happy New Year.